moldy cheese in this moment of science. Usually, when we think of moldy foods, we picture a month-old loaf of bread forgotten in the back of a refrigerator. But some moldy foods can be quite delicious. For instance, many cheeses owe their sharp flavor to molds. The making of any cheese is essentially a process of limited, controlled spoilage. In effect, a mold partly digests or rots the cheese. The molds used to ripen cheese are not the molds that would naturally develop on the cheese over time, but are specially produced molds. During the process of aging any mold-ripened cheese, fats and proteins are broken down into strong-smelling molecules. These molecules give mold-ripened cheese its particularly strong odor and taste. A bluish-green mold helps ripen blue cheese, giving it its name, aroma, and color. In order to age blue cheese, a cheesemaker injects the mold into the cheese. Cheeses like blue cheese that are ripened from within are frequently washed or brushed to remove undesirable microorganisms which might interfere with the activity of the ripening mold inside. While blue cheese is mold ripened from the inside, soft pungent cheeses like Camembert and Brie are ripened from the outside with a coat of a white mold whose enzymes slowly penetrate the cheese and transform it from a chalky bland solid into the custard-like creamy treat cheese fanciers love. Of course, eating most moldy foods is not a good idea, but eating cheese that is ripened due to a special molding process can be a delectable experience. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Barbara Bolts with help from Alice Lindemann in Applied Health Sciences. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.